welcome to Keys of the Kingdom on Blog Talk Radio. Wondering what happened to the kingdom? Jesus Christ came preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And frankly, I don't see it much these days. I don't even hear preachers preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mostly they're telling you to sit around and wait for it because it's coming to you, as if you don't have to do anything. And that's insane. If you actually listen to what Jesus is saying, he's talking about keeping the commandments in order to obtain eternal life. He specifically states that when the question is asked, what must I do to obtain eternal life? He tells people to keep the commandments. He says, if you love me, keep the commandments. But today, you don't have to keep the commandments. You just have to believe. But can you really say that you believe if you're not even trying to keep the commandments? I mean, really trying to keep the commandments. Most churches tell you that you don't even have to keep the commandments to be saved. But yet Jesus talks about only the doers of the word being his brethren. So you have to wonder what is going on in the minds of people that they would come to these kinds of conclusions. And yet we look about ourselves and we look about the world that we live in and we see just the absolute opposite of what Christ was preaching. People don't get their daily bread by praying to God the Father in heaven. They get their daily bread by praying to the gods of the world. They don't have pure religion. They have impure religions. As a matter of fact, their religion is basically impotent. It doesn't take care of the widows and orphans, not even slightly. Sometimes you'll see in some churches a token effort to take care of the widows and orphans. What is that all about? Even in early America, all social welfare was taken care of through the church. You cannot be a Christian and a modern socialist. And yet this whole nation, this whole world is dependent upon a socialist-based government. From public education to public health, public welfare, public old age benefits. It's not a pension, it's an old age benefit. It's supplied by the sacrifices of the people in your community, in your nation, in your government, in your family of men, because it's not the family of God. It's the family of men, family of Nimrod, family of the Pharisees. Because you depend upon the Corbin of the Pharisees in order to take care of the social welfare of your society. And the Corbin of the Pharisees was a forced contribution. And churches aren't even mentioning this. They don't even understand it. The ministers are completely oblivious to it. They're under a strong delusion, and therefore their congregations are under a strong delusion. They actually think they're saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ, when they literally are spitting in the face of everything he taught. How can you tell me you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in socialism? Public schools are socialist systems of education. They force your neighbor to pay for your child's education. What an abomination. They're worried about Israel over there and some, you know, UN protectorate Israel government created over there in the Middle East. Like somehow that's what the Bible is talking about. Moses would spit on those guys. He would have a hard time keeping his rod from smacking them in the head. He probably would keep from doing it because that was the whole story of Moses, of not exercising authority one over the other. But look over there in that Israel. They've had diverse weights and measures almost from the beginning. iron coin, runaway inflation, no private ownership of property, all property is owned by government suffrage. You have a draft. When David instituted the draft, he said he sinned against God, but these guys say they're God's chosen. You can't be both. You can't be God's chosen and keep sinning against God. Besides, when they said they had no king but Caesar, they denounced God. The Jews today in Israel, generally speaking, and I'm sure there are people that are waking up to the kingdom of God and the prophecy of God, and they may be considered Messianic Christians who are beginning to realize that Christ was preaching exactly what Moses was preaching. But generally speaking, that nation is an abomination. It has nothing to do with being Jews or Christians. Most Christians aren't Christians. Most Jews aren't Jews. If a Jew is a follower of Moses, most Jews don't qualify. They don't do what Moses said. Oh, they point to all these rituals, the locks and the prayer walls and the wobbling back and forth, and wear those funny hats and, you know, the Orthodox, and maybe if you're not Orthodox, you know, you go to the synagogue, you get bar mitzvah. That is what Moses was about. Moses was about loving your neighbor, not coveting your neighbor's goods through the agency of governments you create for yourself or social programs you create for yourself whereby you force your neighbor to contribute to your welfare. Proverbs goes into that in great detail, not to have one purse, one common purse. Lay this net and lurk privately for the blood of your neighbor through the agency of these governments. Sitting and eating with rulers. Over and over and over again they tell you about this. Oh, don't look at that. Don't look behind the curtain. Just look at our rituals. Our velvet cases. Our fancy songs. Sing along with us and pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Who is the man behind the curtain? Well, it should be Christ, but it isn't. They're not following Christ. They're not following Moses. They're not following God. They're an abomination. People worry about abomination going to be in there, you know, like the Muslims are bringing it. What do we need the Muslims to bring an abomination for? You Christians and Jews have already done it. You're not even close to what these men were preaching. Abraham. Muslims claim Abraham and Moses as prophets. They even claim Jesus was a prophet, but they're not doing what he said. Actually, you'll find remnants of probably Muslims that are closer to Christians than some of the Christians I know. How could that be? How could a Muslim be closer to being a Christian? He doesn't believe in Jesus. Well, most of the guys I know say they believe in Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus. They've lost the kingdom. They haven't even heard the gospel of the kingdom. They don't do what the gospel of the kingdom says. Recently, there was an article about a guy traveling through the internet about this guy who set himself on fire in front of the courthouse. And I read his suicide note, which is a rather lengthy note. And there's all kinds of divergent opinions as to what this was all about. But basically, it was the court system strangling this man, destroying him, beating him, literally beating him, destroying his family, tearing it apart. And where do your sympathies lie? With this man who was clearly an angry man, violent man. I mean, he is encouraging in his suicide note that people rise up and start shooting court officers and cops and what have you. That's certainly no solution, certainly not a Christian solution. It may happen someday, when things are completely out of control, but then you're not dealing with cops and courts, you're just dealing with a renegade system. The system today is not as renegade as you would like to think. You haven't lost your rights because of their fraud. You've lost your rights because of your apathy, which is what was prophesied. The slothful should be under tribute, and you are under tribute, and everybody in Israel is under tribute. They are not in the promised land. They're not even going in that direction. They're actually going in the opposite direction. They are becoming more and more like the states of Nimrod and Cain than anything that Moses set up. And the United States is no different. And they talk about all 10 parts of the planks of the Communist Manifesto are law today in the United States. Well, they certainly are. So what are you going to do? Get all upset about it? You know, blame it on somebody else? It's your fault. You haven't been tending to the weightier matters. And as I'm fond of saying, in a room full of pastors, I couldn't find any of them who knew what the weightier matters were. Didn't even know. They could quote the Bible left and right all over the place, but they couldn't say what Jesus said was the weightier matters. And the fact is, they're not attending to the weightier matters. They've lost the kingdom. And where did it start? Well, where does the kingdom start? In holy matrimony. In marriage. A marriage where you are given into marriage by your Father in heaven. To your fathers and mothers on earth, your parents, give you permission to marry. That's who you go to get permission to marry. Is you go to the fathers of the households. If you're not doing that, you've cut off the heads of your family. You cut off the heads of your fathers. You cut off the heads of Christians. People are worried about guillotines in this country. You've already cut off the heads of your families. You have the Corbin of the Pharisees that makes the word of God to none effect. Every Christian church promotes the Corbin of the Pharisees. Modern Christian church promotes the Corbin of the Pharisees. As a matter of policy, and yet they say they believe in Jesus. They don't know Jesus. How can you believe in something you don't know? Oh, go get glassy-eyed on me and tell me, oh, yeah, but I believe in Jesus. Great acting. You're not a doer of the word. A recent article that appeared on the internet talking about marriage. Should the state be in charge of marriage? Or should the church? Well, the church was never in charge of marriage. Even the Catholic Church admits two people can get married even without a priest, because the priest doesn't marry them. He just stands as a witness. You could have two other people in your congregation, in your community, witness the exchange of vows, and you're considered married according to canon law. The priest is just there for servant purposes, you know, keep track of the documents. I'm sitting here, I've got birth documents on my desk. I got to get them mailed out, all certified, sealed, recognizing the birth of someone who got married and gave birth to a child. That's being the government of the people, for the people, and by the people when you do it yourself. When you leave it to somebody else to do, then you're the slothful and you should be under tribute. And you are. You've lost the kingdom because you're lazy, slothful. You want benefits. You want comfort. We got four or five different project groups forming. Save Our Seeds, Seed Share Program. People grow seeds and share them with each other. Try to grow seeds that aren't GMOs, not even hybrids. And make them abundantly available throughout the network. But if you haven't joined up and become a part of our network, you're out. If there's a seed shortage, you don't get any. Not from us. Now, from those that are willing to share and take the time to set up a system whereby they can share with one another and not neglect the needy of their society. That's what the church was all about. It wasn't just everybody get baptized here on Pentecost and then we all just go our own way. If you got the baptism of Christ, you couldn't get any more of that Corbin. Social Security, unemployment, national health care. They had all those things. They had universal health care in Rome during the early days of the church. And the Christians wouldn't participate. You're going to have to start doing a whole lot of repenting if you want to seek the kingdom. Because your churches aren't telling you what the gospel is all about. And it's all in there. Covenants of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, Free Church Report. You can get them all free from us. The other churches, you want to hear their DVDs or their videos, you got to pay them. You want to read their books, you got to pay them. That's a sign right there you're not dealing with a church. Now, does that mean we do give everything to everybody? No. 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 His sheep hear his voice. And if you're not doing what he said, you're not one of his sheep. Now, we might help you if you find you in the ditch, but don't expect this to come running. You got to start showing that you care about others as much as you care about yourself. Now, I know a lot of you are starting home churches, and there's even a couple of churches out there that have tried to really get back to the gospel. And I understand that you've been lied to and deceived. And now you're waking up. Great. You still got to become a doer. If you care about your eschatology more than you care about your neighbor, you don't know Christ. If you care about your doctrines more than you care about one another, and I'm saying your doctrine, I'm not talking about his doctrine. You don't know what his doctrine is. You may be trying to figure it out, but that's your doctrine. His doctrine is his doctrine, and he dictates what it is. I'm not going to dictate what it is. I'll tell you what I think it is, but I'm not going to rule over you. You want to be in a free nation? You got to set your neighbor free. You got to stop striving with one another and start striving to find that kingdom, that point of righteousness that is equated, if not equal, to the righteousness of Christ. Christ didn't go to public school. Christ wouldn't force his neighbor to pay for his child's education or his brother's education at the point of a gun. Somehow in this country, it's okay now. In these modern churches, it's okay. Well, that's the government. The kingdom is the government. It is the government of the people, for the people, and by the people who love Christ and love the Father and love Moses and love Abraham. I don't care if you think you're a Jew, if you think you're a Christian, you think you're a Muslim, or you think you're a Buddhist. What are you doing with the life that God gave you? Are you giving life to others, or are you taking it away to the agency of governments that you've created for yourself? You need to go to hisholychurch.org right now and join the Living Network. Because this listening to this radio broadcast isn't going to help you. In the first chapter of the book, Covenants of the Gods, is holy matrimony versus marriage. Some people don't like the word matrimony, but the fact is it is the matron whose status greatly changes in marriage. She leaves one family and becomes attached to another. It is her womb that moves from one family to another. The father begins, you know, the husband begins a family when he finally has offspring. But she's united now with his family, his brothers, his parents, his government. She's the one that moves over. As we see with Ruth, who even though she had no offspring, followed her mother-in-law. Because she accepted not only that family, but the God of that family. And so the God of that marriage was the God, the Father, who art in heaven, not the gods of the world. And in that chapter, Holy Matrimony versus Marriage, and we use this word marriage, you have to be careful that marriage can be used in many contexts. You know, and if you look at the beginning of the chapter and the pamphlet that we have, all available for free on the net, Holy Matrimony by the Authority of God versus Marriage by the Authority of the State. Well, where is the state in the kingdom of God? Is it the church? No. The church is the bureaucracy of the kingdom. The fellow who committed suicide had been beaten up by the bureaucracy of his government. This is what astounded me when I was reading that, and most people missed it. His 7-year-old daughter was receiving government counseling, psychological government counseling from a paid psychologist, paid for by who? By the taxpayers. So this guy was already forcing his neighbor at gunpoint to provide psychological counseling for his 7-year-old daughter. And he's worried about the government being a dictator, tearing his family apart. He'd already given him the power to force his neighbor at gunpoint to pay for the psychological counseling of his daughter. His kids were probably all going to go to public school. He was already a federal employee. He probably got a marriage license and gave the state the power to decide what was good and evil in his own family. Now, I admit that he had been duped. It was quite an education for the fellow. But he missed the problem. He points out the two sets of books. And he refers to one, I think, as the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and the other one was this books that ruled the bureaucracy. The people who are destroying them. You know, William O. Douglas, Supreme Court Justice of the United States, wrote that the new George III is the gigantic bureaucracy created by our modern government. And it doesn't matter who you elect, that still stays in power. You aren't ruled by laws. You're ruled by bureaucratic edicts that tell the police, the courts, the clerks what to do and what not to do, what is good and what is evil. The other day, it irks me when I hear somebody talking about the law, referring to this, we have to get the statutes changed. Do you know that, you know, 50 years ago when you argued in court, you didn't argue statutes. Statutes barely even came up. You talked about precedent. What was decided in previous cases? That doesn't determine the law, but it gives the jury an idea as to what the law is. But who determines the law? The jury. 12-man jury of your peers. Well, a problem develops when your peers are all slaves. Now you need a licensed marriage. Now you need statutes. Because you got to ask the massa, what's the law? Juries today don't decide fact and law. It's not the same kind of courts. It's not the same kind of citizen. It's not the same kind of people. You can't be free with those kind of people. And the majority of the people will not repent. Majority of the people didn't repent in Judea, in Jerusalem. If you had thousands of people being baptized, changing their status, because the government had ruled if you get the baptism of Christ, you're cast out. It ruled that. So now you're cast out. Now you got to get social welfare somewhere else. Well, you don't just get dunked in water and that just automatically, magically happens. You got to organize yourself. You got to be the government of the people, for the people, and by the people. You can't do this by just listening to a radio broadcast. You have to go sign up for, and or at least seek, maybe we don't know any people that are seeking the kingdom. But that's what the Living Network is all about, is seeking that kingdom. And seeking it means you have to get up and do something about it. So, have you signed up for the Kingdom Network? Joined a group in your area, in your state? You don't have to, you know, give away your life. It's all anonymous. I mean, you give us some information, but that's guarded in our system. On the group, nobody sees who you are, except for the contact ministers. And you get to pick who your contact minister is. You get to find out who he is, and then he will help connect you with others in your area. Because you got to connect with other people wherever two or more are gathered in my name. And most of the people that think they're gathering in the name of Christ don't know who he is, don't know what his name is, and it isn't Yeshua. It's who he is. You know, Jesus is one of the most popular. Yeshua was one of the most popular names at that time. It was almost as popular as Mary amongst the girls. You know, one historian said that if you yelled out Mary in the marketplace at the time of Jesus Christ, half the women would turn around. So the point is, you need to find out what Christ was really doing. And we'll talk about it on First Amendment Radio next. We'll talk more about some of the problems that have occurred in modern Christendom that has kept them so far away from the kingdom of God, which is at hand. Till then, may peace be upon your house.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.